Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Crazy stuff going on in Washington. No one better to wrap it up here this afternoon. Josh Krasauer, who has been a regular on my show for, I don't know, maybe about 15 or 16 years. Political insider, editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider, political analyst for Fox Radio. Crazy times in Washington. How are you this afternoon?
You know, never a dull moment, but hey, it's great to be back with you to talk politics, maybe a little bit of baseball, too.
Yeah, we might be able to talk baseball. The Cardinals, my goodness, we're pretty shocked even here in St. Louis. But let me start with Joe Biden and the cancer diagnosis. And obviously, it's devastating when anyone has to go through this, and it seems like it's an advanced stage. But in fairness, there are some questions about timing here. I'd prefer to you address those, because I will sound, you know, too mean or something like that. But you know this is out there. People are saying, wait a second, they had to have known about this before they just revealed it this weekend. So any thoughts on how that's all coming together in Washington right now?
Yeah, well, look, on one hand, it was shocking to hear the news that President Biden is dealing with a very aggressive form of prostate cancer. And at the same time, and Zeke Emanuel, who's one of the, I think, foremost medical experts, the brother of Rahm Emanuel, was also on cable news this morning saying what a lot of other doctors have been saying, which is that this is not something that happens out of the blue, that usually this gets diagnosed years before as you know, the beginning of a cancer, and you don't get to this point, you know, just suddenly when you make an announcement like that. So that understandably has raised some questions about, you know, whether the White House was not revealing fully the president's health situation when he was in office, and whether this affected his ability, and if so, like what else that means? If the implications of that are quite significant, and this comes also, the big book from Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson coming out tomorrow about the president's health in office and how the people around him were not being transparent about his condition, his mental acuity, and maybe now his physical state of being. While serving as president. So, you know, the big question, I think, you know, the political question, separate from the, you know, we all wish the president a speedy recovery and hope that he gets through this. But I think that there's a question in Washington whether this will kind of tamp down, or this release of the news was sort of, is it going to tamp down on the discussion and the conversation about the president's health in office? Or could this actually add fuel to the fire in that were they not disclosing another element of his health? And this is something that was known for quite some time. We don't know all the answers to those questions, but it's raised a lot of eyebrows in Washington.
Have you had a time to, you know, a chance to read that book or any of that book at this point?
I have seen some of the excerpts, and yeah, many of them have actually come out in New Yorker and other publications. They are, on one hand, they're shocking in that we kind of, but on the other hand, we lived through all that. We a lot of the stuff we were talking about, Mark, on the show in real time. Americans who were watching the president on their television sets knew this guy was in his 80s and not throwing there was a little bit of mustard off his fastball.
Right.
Right. I mean, so in a way, this is shocking. I mean, like the fact that the president wasn't really fully in command. during his time in office. On the other hand, this is obvious to anyone who was paying attention. I'm sure we talked about it so many times during the when he was running for office during the campaign.
We talked about it a lot. And one of the things that's still fascinating to me is there seems to be this climate of denial around some of the people that were supposed to be, I think, a little bit more voracious with the questioning of the president, including, by the way, one of the dudes here that wrote the book, Jake Tapper. Now, I give Alex Thompson credit because I think he was early in on a lot of these questions, but people are acting now like there wasn't a discussion about these things on Fox, on this show with you, in your columns. There were those discussions, but they were denied. You know, you remember last summer, the cheap fakes, you know, Biden wandering around. What was going on there? Well, they just write that off completely, and they all fell in line. So there was a lot of things that happened here with them protecting him. And I guess, Josh, you know Washington, that happens with politics, but it just seems like it's such a cover-up, and that's why now, with the cancer diagnosis, you wonder what else was covered up.
Yeah, look, there is, I think, an ideological element, but I think there's also a herd mentality element. And as you know, I've been on your show for quite some time, and I launched a column many, many years ago called "Against the Grain," which was a reaction to the fact that a lot of folks in Washington who cover the White House, who cover Congress, kind of repeat the same things over and over again to the point where they're not even thinking necessarily about some of the conventional wisdom that gets out there. And, you know, David Axelrod, you know, mentioned that the president was closer to, would have been closer to, the former president, Joe Biden, would have been closer to 90 years old at the end of his second term than 80 years old. That to me, and I think I said that on your airwaves, like that statistic was truly stunning. And I think most Americans get it. Like anyone who has a parent who's in that age bracket knows the limitations you have when you're in your 80s. And the fact that you had people not sort of looking at that fact, staring them right in the face, and not asking the tough questions to the White House, not challenging sort of this conventional wisdom that, oh yeah, of course he's going to run, and of course he's in better shape than any other 82-year-old his age. I mean, there was just so much nonsense that was peddled, and part of the job of an effective press corps is to say that's BS. That this is your job is to spin. That's fine, but we don't have to write your spin. We can actually call a spade, so to speak.
Be skeptical.
And not enough of that was done. I mean, there was so much that was, again, obvious. It doesn't take a doctor, it doesn't take a political scientist to realize that there were massive concerns about the president's age to the point where, Democratic voters, you look at the polls in 2023 and 2024, a significant majority of Democratic voters thought Biden was too old to run for a second term, and yet they plowed through it. There was a bubble mentality in that White House, and they didn't let they really quashed any criticism or dissent.
But I'll take a step further here, because this is today, like this is in the now with James Clyburn.
I talked to him on the telephone very often, and I never saw anything that I thought was outside of the ordinary.
Do you think that Joe Biden really would have been able to perform as president all the way through January 2029 when he would be 86?
Yes, I thought that back then. I still think that.
Now, mind you, Jim Clyburn from South Carolina is 84 years old himself, but still, how can you not have at least a sense of reality of what's been coming out here in the last few weeks?
Well, there are a lot of factors. I mean, you mentioned Clyburn's age. Nancy Pelosi's older than Joe Biden. She was then ended up being the one person who kind of played a key role in pushing him out of the race. But she's even older than, I mean, there was a gerontocracy running Washington, mostly, on both sides of the aisle.
So both
I think
sides.
That also, from the leadership side of it, if you're in that same age bracket, if you're Mitch McConnell, if you're Nancy Pelosi, maybe you're worried about your own frailty and health, and you don't want to deal with those obvious issues. So that's part of it. I think there's also insular culture with the Biden inner circle. These are, and by the way, there was also a lot of staffers in Washington were very powerful because of Biden was ceding a lot of power to top staffers. So, if you're one of the people in the Biden inner circle and you're having a lot of influence, you're having a lot of power, you're setting policy perhaps more than normal because the president isn't quite as engaged. That's kind of a good place to be in and for yourself. I mean, it may be understandable that you're not trying to raise the red flag about, the president's, ability to run again for a second term and his acuity because, hey, you're really accumulating a lot of influence and power. And I think that skewed incentive and that bubble that the Biden world was in, I think also is, I mean, you still see some of Biden's closest confidants to this day saying he was fully with it, and he, you know, should have run for a second term and could have defeated Donald Trump. That's a delusion. It's not based on any evidence, not based in reality, but that you still hear that from a few people in that inner circle.
So then that kind of brings us to something that's completely related, and the Hurt tapes that are released right now. Your thoughts on that? Because that we've seen the transcripts, right? But I think it's a little bit more stark when you hear the audio.
Yeah. I mean, look, the audio makes it even starker. Though I was stunned that people would, you know, give credence to these partisan attacks against a very respected attorney in Robert Hur on both sides of the aisle, just because they didn't want to deal with the reality that Biden, you know, there are people all across the Democrat, even people on the left, people who are not necessarily Biden defenders that rallied around the flag and attacked Robert Hur when he put out that report, which I think was probably was pulling his punches. I mean, given what we heard from that
audience. Right. That's right. But
the well-meaning elderly man who had trouble with memory. I mean, that is exactly what that audio sounded like. And it probably took a lot of discipline not to go any further in Hur's write-up at the time. But again, this was sort of a, you know, when you're in a bubble, when you're in an, you know, and I also think there's so many factors. The other factor, of course, is that there's so many Democrats that did not want to give an inch to Donald Trump. They knew that if they attack their own, then it would help Donald Trump in the general election potentially. So they were so invested in the partisan outcome that they lost track of the bigger picture.
Well,
that you're actually backing a candidate who's not qualified for running.
I think that that's understandable from a political perspective. What is not understandable, what's completely irresponsible.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When reckless is that the media, much of the media, not all the media, you weren't included in this, Alex Thompson, but much of the media was doing it for the same incentives.
I agree with that. Though I always find it amusing that if you're Alex Thompson, you're writing what's going to be a best-selling book. If you're the reporter like Peter Ducey was in the White House, you're going to get attention because you're asking the questions no one has the balls to ask. White House press. I mean, so I never understood, and this is something about Washington that I find kind of unusual. Like, usually it's in your interest to be against the grain, to actually think independently and not to ask the same questions that are bubbling up in everyone's, you know, circles. And instead, though, you had everyone kind of toe the line. There were some moments, I will say that there were some moments where you had reporters ask them really aggressive and tough questions. I believe Ed O'Keefe of CBS News, who I think is a really, really good reporter, I remember was grilling Corinne Jean-Pierre one day in the briefing room about the lack of transparency for the medical records at the time. And there were moments that you could point to. Wall Street Journal did a good piece in 2024, kind of outline a lot of these same concerns. But, you know, the kind of rat-a-tat-tat of questions in the briefing room where you just really grill the press secretary on, like, do you really believe the president is, like, the most active 82-year-old you've ever seen? I mean, like, a little bit of skepticism goes a long way.
Yeah,
I just didn't see
absolutely.
It very much.
So I missed, I was off the air a little bit here the last couple of weeks. I have not had a chance to catch up with Jason Smith, congressman from here in Missouri. He's also the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. How do you sense that the big, beautiful bill is coming together? Now, there were some reports that there seemed to be an indication that Trump was okay, and maybe some people are okay with raising taxes on a very, very high level of income. My understanding is that's not in the bill right now. I heard Mike Johnson say today they still want to get this wrapped up, I guess, by this weekend. Where are we on that piece of legislation?
Well, a little bit of progress. You know, bill got through committee, but there's still a long ways to go. Jason Smith is actually a very, the Congressman Smith, you know, very instructive representative on the Republican caucus. He represents one of the more working class rural districts in the country. And that's where his district is very similar to a lot of these districts that Republicans represent. But there is a critical mass of Republicans who represent very wealthy suburban districts who care very much about taxes on the upper middle class, who care very much about the SALT deduction, the state and local tax deductions in New York and California. And you need every one of those votes pretty much to get this through Congress, get through the House. So that is going to be a very, very tricky balance. Trump is trying to figure out how to appeal to all these different constituencies. I mean, I think someone like Jason Smith could care less about the SALT deduction. Like, not many people in his district really even qualify for making enough money. So, but then if you're Mike Lawler, who's in a swing blue district in New York, it's one of the wealthiest, richest districts in the country, and he's one of the most vulnerable Republicans on the ballot for next year. So, you know, Trump is the glue that has held the Republican Party together, and that's why Republicans are cautiously optimistic, because whatever they ended up agreeing on, Trump is ultimately the best lobbyist to get every Republican to fall in line and get this thing passed, because Trump is popular among Republican voters, and that's been enough. But the margins are so slim, and it was tough enough, and the timetable is behind schedule right now. So I do think that it's going to be pretty precarious going forward.
Yeah, I've reminded my audience many times, because, you know, a Jason Smith or an Ann Wagner here, even in the 2nd District, Bob Onder, who was on my show earlier, those are not necessarily like California Republicans who still make up the slim majority, like New York Republicans. So there's a delicate balancing act that a lot of people, it's easy to not understand that. Look, I don't even understand all the complexities. You know, I think this is interesting. You got 26 members of Ways and Means that weren't even in Congress in 2017.
Yep. And the newer members, by the way, are more populist, more MAGA. So they're probably more aligned with Jason Smith. Politics is about Trump, but it's also about the constituents that these folks represent. And the Republican Party it's been held together by Trump. But when you look at certain members in the caucus, personality-wise, and who they couldn't be more different from each other. And that's going to be really tough, given the narrow margins that Mike Johnson, the Speaker, is dealing with.
Yeah, let me just restate something. There are 26 members of Ways and Means. Most of them weren't in Congress, so not all of them. I wanted to make sure that I fact-check myself on that. All right, I think I can wrap with baseball here. I think we swept you guys last weekend. The Cardinals are looking good. We're just as shocked as anyone. We have to get asses in the seats because our stadium has been empty here, Josh.
Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, I was actually going to ask you about that, because I'm used to seeing Busch Stadium jam-packed, sell out day after day, game after game. The Cardinals are actually getting better. I actually think it looks like they're back on the rebound. Whereas, you know, the Nats still also rebuilding, but we've got some good young talent. James Wood has been a real find and makes the loss of Juan Soto a couple of years ago a little more palatable. But we just swept the Orioles, and the Orioles actually are even in worse shape than the Nationals and fired their manager. So last year was a tough year for you guys, but it does seem like the Cardinals are back on the rise. People should be going to the games.
I think that there was a message sent starting last summer to the team that we're not satisfied that the direction that this team is going in. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting, because you know, there's not been really a lot of changes since the beginning of the season. The change has been we've been winning. So I think the fans will support the team. A lot of this is about John Mozeliak, who is not very popular here. The outgoing, you know, he's on this farewell tour, if you will. But boy, he's going to feel pretty vindicated if they're in a pretty good spot here at the All-Star break, I think.
Yeah, and winning is, I mean, ultimately, if you're in contention for a playoff spot out of the NL Central, that's going to be the biggest reason to go to the games. Is less about whether you like the GM or whether, you know, there's a lot of other factors that matter, but ultimately winning is the best deodorant.
Well, and they're winning. You know, the Cardinals are fun to watch right now, so we're very excited about that. I'd love to get you here for a game at some time. It's been a while since we've seen each other in person because I haven't gone out there to the swamp very often. But look, Josh, it's always great to catch up with you. I appreciate it this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.